Good afternoon, I'm Matt Senior. New sentencing guidelines have listed acid as a potentially dangerous weapon for the first time. The Sentencing Council, which suggests punishments for offenders with weapons, now advises about corrosive substances as well. Rachel Curtin of the National Police Chiefs Council has welcomed the news.
I'm very pleased that the business is working with us, the industry is working with the police and other partners to restrict the sales around the attacks and making sure that we have legislation in place that penalises the perpetrators.
Families in Northcliffe are being urged to protect children from cleaning product hazards. The Royal Society for the Prevention of Accidents believes this will lead to fewer poisoning cases and injuries. The campaign launched today and helped 300,000 families across the country minimise the risks. A 19-year-old man has been arrested on suspicion of arson in Northcliffe. Police received reports from an accelerant containing bottles thrown at five separate properties near London Road. None of the properties were damaged and no one was injured as a result of the incident. Lidbourne Conservative Party are urging central headquarters to get young people involved in politics. Party members and local councillors suggested that more youth schemes would boost the number of under 30 members. Meg Marston believes if the party doesn't listen, it could negatively impact them in future elections.
I'm not quite sure what the Conservatives can do because, you know, you read with horror that once my generation die off, you know, where are the votes going to come for the Conservatives? So I am concerned about that.
Somerville County Council have announced plans to resurface and repair roads across the county. The plans will see an additional £19 million invested to improve the road quality in the area. The council confirmed that 850 miles of roads will be resurfaced by March 2021. And finally, Border Force officers have seized an attempt at cocaine smuggle in Dover. The officers stopped a Romanian-registered lorry where they found approximately 25 kilos of the drug during their search. A Romanian national was arrested but released under investigation while NCA inquiries continue. Dartex Radio, it's 2 minutes past one.